Welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast, conversations with business expert authors to learn about the author, their expertise, and to help you find your next read. And now, here's your host, best-selling author and CEO of Influence Network Media, Jody Brandsetter.
John, welcome to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. I'm excited to talk to you about, I know you have multiple books, but the one we're going to chat about is The 13 Steps to Riches, Volume 9, which means there's 8 other volumes. But before we dive into the book, let's talk about you. So tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Long story short is I'm a simple young professional who grew up in Northern Colorado, seeking to be a professional of something as he grew older, knowing that I had the audacity to do something great and serve other people led me to a life of service, consulting, coaching, and so much more. But man, I absolutely love teaching and sharing the principles that I learned in a book called Think and Grow Rich. And in fact, in my professional life, I only picked up my first copy of Think and Grow Rich less than 8 years ago. And it has completely transformed my life and my business. And so a little bit about me is, as I've picked up hundreds of books, I try to read 60 plus books a year. I have found that the teachings and the principles found within Think and Grow Rich have guided my life, have guided my my professionalism as well as my businesses. And it's become more of a principle rather than just a read. And I continue to perpetuate that mission, that message, and also those principles through my works, through my business, and so much more. I'm a coach. I'm a motivational speaker. I travel the world and I teach people on leadership principles. I also train on mastermind methodologies, and I have my own book coming out very, very soon. I've authored over 10 books now and co-authored with celebrity authors in the space of personal development, all focused on the growth patterns followed by curriculums in the late and great Napoleon Hill. And that's where I'm at today. I'm a quasi-entrepreneur, I like to say, meaning I have multiple facets and multiple businesses. But all in all, the ultimate flex here isn't how many businesses I have and what the income is rolling in, but how I use what I have to serve other people in the process. And that's what I'm most proud of. I could care less about the rest of the other stuff. It's all about teaching and enhancing other people's lives, giving them resources. And I feel like you can do that through many other worries, but all in all, being an author to some of these books with some of these amazing people have allowed me to expand my wings on that and to reach more people.
Yeah, there's so many different ways that you can provide a service, right? So there's speaking, there's writing, there's so many different ways. But I'm curious, 8 years ago, what was it that got you to pick up that book and finally read it?
Yeah, I went to a networking group, just a general open public networking group. And, you know, while I was there, I was super excited to dive in to meet all these people. And my story is a little bit different. Rather than being so pumped up and inspired by the event, I was disappointed. I realized, you know, after connecting and building relationships, exchanging information and business cards, that everyone was in it for themselves. Everyone was in it for sales and prospecting, and nobody had tact. They were just right in your face, pretty upfront and blunt about it, which you can always appreciate someone who's straightforward. But I realized that there was less to networking than meets the eye. And I knew that there was a deeper value. I knew that networking was all about opening up your pocketbook and your Rolodex to relationships that can be perpetual relationships, meaning ongoing and continuous, rather than, you know, a transactional relationship, whether you buy from me or I buy from you. And so I set out on a quest, right, to learn how I can build better relationships, to build businesses around that particular idea. And plus, you know, I always admit I am a millennial, so I'm always trying to shake things up with the older generation and what they've left behind. And I'm grateful because they've given me a platform to really strive and try to change things or make a difference. And so I've added a lot of fun and recreational activities into my networking experiences. But in order to just move the needle and focus more on relationship building rather than the transaction. And yeah, 8 years ago, I walked into a networking meeting, was pretty disappointed because I was so excited. I spent my entire life growing up thinking, how can I prepare to be the best professional that I admire and want to be? And having walked into the room, I realized everyone was wearing their sales shirts on their sleeves. And I thought, wow, this has got to change. And so diving into personal development, I just Google searched, you know, best personal development books for professionals. And the first one on the list, Think and Grow Rich, picked up a copy, started reading it, started looking into it more, started running and accessing and attending mastermind groups, because that's what he talks about as an accelerated form of success. And one thing led to another. And I found myself in a place where I could now be a leader in this movement. And I wanted to do that. I volunteered my life to do that because of the outcomes that changed for my life, but also in the effect of what we were doing. Did a little research project, Jody, and my research project included starting some networking events, adding some of this fun to it, and seeing where it would go and measuring the success out of it. Well, as a result of the implemented icebreakers, fun, and activities, you know, we followed up with everybody and said, you know, how much money did you make was one of the questions. How much money did you make as a result of the connections you made at this little circle group? And what were the results? And we calculated out of the, you know, 100 plus people that attended over 9 months, that there was over $20 million of transactions made, and that those people were still in contact with one another. Meaning relationships were built, trust was created, and more business flowed as a result. And I knew it. I said, boom, we got this. We're on our way. So I started building my own networking association. I started leaning into mastermind groups a lot more because it was a very, very effective use of time. And I started helping other people. I know that you've had on your show, Eric, Mr. Awesome Swanson. And if you guys get a chance to watch his episode, you know, I teamed up with Eric and built some mastermind groups with him. I've also been facilitating, training, and teaching crash courses on masterminds and facilitation to groups all over the world. And that's something that I'm excited about. It's something that I'm working towards. So there's the long answer to your short question.
Well, I mean, I think I can hear your passion about it, which is awesome. And I think it's kind of cool that a really horrible networking event triggered all of this in you and also got you to a book that really inspired you. And now you're in a book that kind of is connected to it with 13 Steps to Riches. So tell me a little bit about kind of the volume 9. I know there's 8 other volumes that we could probably be talking about, but let's talk about volume 9, because that's the one that's most recently out. Kind of what did you include, and tell us a little bit about your experience with that.
Yeah, I gave you the abbreviated pamphlet version of my story just a minute ago. But if you want to read my entire personal development journey from the 12-year-old me to the 33-year-old me and so forth, and all the businesses and interactions, there really is a secret to success that will be an accelerated formula to acquiring your goals and achieving what you want to work on. And I believe it's the mastermind methodology as described in Think and Grow Rich. So the 13 Steps to Riches was a book series created by Eric Swanson that built a volume based on a deep dive of each one of the principles that Napoleon Hill teaches. And we just recently released our 9th volume called Volume 9 Mastermind. And I've got a couple copies here just right on my desk. They're amazing books. And we co-authored with 13 celebrity authors, as well as 33 other co-authors from around the world who all expand upon the idea of the power of the mastermind. I'm included in this book as well, and I describe my journey of masterminding and how valuable and accelerated the success came from its methodologies. And I'm proud of it because it really is a work of art to see so many people testify of such an effective tool. other people could say, yeah, I go to X, Y, and Z networking group, or, you know, I use this software to help me acquire, you know, my clients and build a life of riches. Well, the ninth step to riches, according to Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich, is developing and circulating in your own mastermind. And a mastermind is truly one or two people who come together in the spirit of harmony to help each other solve a problem, overcome a challenge, or to obtain a definite purpose. And when people get together and they put their brains together, they create this thing called the third mind. It's like this existential higher power. And it sounds a little weird and woo-woo, but man, I'll tell you, when it is in action and the wheels are turning, you see professionals who have been stuck for years in their life turn things around. Their marriage improves, their family dynamics improve, their finances improve, their ability to communicate improves. So much comes out of it that people walk away saying, wow, I can't believe I haven't had this, or I haven't tried this before. And then you also have to beg the question, why don't more people know about this? And that's the mission that I'm on, and why I'm so proud of our latest volume, because it's really an opportunity to get into the hands of many, many more people the methods that will accelerate their results and turn them into greater success. And also, you know, get them unstuck, because too many people are stuck and they don't know how to get out. And I'd rather focus my time on helping those people get back on track and on the path to reaching their goals. And that's what I'm most proud of. And that's what the book will be about.
Well, I love it. It's like the perfect book for you, talking about masterminds. It just sounds like a great overall series of books that any entrepreneur should be, you know, working with or reading. I'm excited. You're pumping me up. I want to go buy my copy today. So where do I find it? So tell us, like, if people want to connect with you, they want to buy the book, what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. And I will iterate too that, you know, this is the ninth out of 13 volumes in a 13 volume series. Napoleon Hill describes the 13 steps as desire, faith, auto-suggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, decision, persistence, masterminds, transmutation, subconscious mind, the brain, and a part of you is sixth sense. And with all of that information, you can find these books anywhere. On Amazon.com, I recommend Barnes & Noble if you're a Barnes & Noble member, free shipping, woohoo, and so much more. But if you're not in the United States, you can find it online in your own Amazon, or, you know, Books a Million and any one of the other retailers. You can buy it online, and in some various stores throughout the country, you can find it on the shelf. I recommend at any point, if you want to just look for the latest volume, go to the13stepstoriches.com and you'll find a copy of our book there. Right now, volume 9 is available and you'll see it there. But what I recommend is, you know, don't feel like you have to start with book 1. Like, literally follow your heart and where you're at in your professional and personal development journey, and pick up the copy that resonates with you right away. For example, a couple months ago, we released the 8th volume on persistence. And by the way, that's something that we're doing in this series. We're releasing books every 2 months. It's a journey. It's amazing. And persistence was one that really spoke to me because of my athletic background as well as my professional background. This was a principle that I realized that I could improve on. So the answer to your question is, go to the13stepstoriches.com, or you can find us on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Awesome. Well, we'll add that to the meeting notes. But John, I absolutely loved this conversation. Thank you so much for being a part of the Book Smarts Business Podcast.
Likewise, and thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Book Smarts Business Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show and share this episode with a friend. In the meantime, if you're interested in learning more about possibly becoming an author yourself, please visit overnightauthor.com for more information. Until next time.